scale of 1 to 10, how much pain are you in? They actually have a list of faces, like smiley face and frowny face, and then like a face that just looks like it's really in pain, like, you know, the range of emoticons. And it's like, which one of these represents how you feel right now?
Well, who is that for, though? I would have to think it's an ESL, English as a second language.
No, no. It's for everyone.
Okay, well, that's a little troubling, right? Because I don't want to sound like an old man, but I remember a day when people could open their mouths and express how they're feeling to a doctor.
But that takes time and energy. I mean, wouldn't we want to, spend more time doing what we do, which is, texting and reading other people's feelings? And so if that's all shortened, then, I mean, when are we going to just plug into our iPhones that are plugged into our temples and we can just, you know, send our feelings and emotions via the Wi-Fi over to our, you know, the guy sitting next to you?
Oh, my goodness.
That's got to be coming pretty soon.
I don't like it.
Come on, man, the Matrix. No. That's where it's all at.
Well, I think these technologies have positive and negative benefits. And if we, you know, we need to, I think, not to be an elitist, we need to encourage more people to be active and curious and willing to learn and willing to produce. And then they don't become slaves to these technologies. These technologies don't, you know, own them or use them. They use the technology for, self-betterment or betterment of what's going on around them. And that could be a positive thing. It doesn't, you know, it is happening, but I think we also do have to recognize that a lot of the other side of that is happening as well. And it's a little bit troubling. People are just totally kind of sucked into this.
And the simple fact that the government is always, 10 years behind when it comes to technology.
10 years?
I totally disagree.
When it comes to technology, they're probably either on par or a little advanced, although they're not doing the tech stuff anywhere near as good as the free market could. Mm-hmm. But in the way government implements things, they are much more than 10 years behind.
True. Thinking of, so for example, we've got our school guy here.
Yeah.
The school system is the same as it's been for, you know, hundreds of years.
150 years or so.
No, because when we were all in school, they had chalkboards, and now they have smart boards.
Do smart boards as in?
The boards are smart. The boards, they connect.
Dry erase boards?
No, smarter than dry erase boards. Dry erase board isn't much smarter than a chalkboard, as far as I know. But a smart board has some additional capabilities that are pretty cool.
And all the kids have their own little notebooks and stuff? Or, I mean, how does that work?
They're bringing a lot of technology into school. A lot of kids get iPads. I was in Bedford High School, also in the news. Go ahead.
Just because they have technology introduced into the education doesn't mean that the education system has advanced very much in the last 150 years.
They're still using one teacher standing in front of 20 to 30 kids.
So what you guys
dictating,
are saying is that the more money they spend on school, it doesn't mean automatically that the higher quality of education there is?
That's not what I'm saying. That's the truth.
Okay. All right.
And
I'll look into that.
I guess you could say that I'm saying that because I verbalize those words.
Yeah.
But, that isn't Daryl's opinion. That is fact.
But this is a big myth that's being pushed. I mean, obviously, you guys have been dealing with that here in this town, that more money means better education. I mean, I would argue that there's hardly any education going on at all in these schools, much past elementary school. And it doesn't mean there aren't pockets where, you know, kids are learning and kids are doing valuable things in school. But it's often more in spite of the school environment. There's a good teacher here. There's a good teacher there. They get involved in a cool project or a cool extracurricular. But those are like exceptions to the rule from what I saw.
Yeah. And to change subject, mm-hmm. I'm glad you mentioned there's the myth going around about education. There's also another myth, and it's one that we were all told as children,
mm-hmm.
that when you wash your hands, you have to use hot water to kill the germs.
That was a smooth transition.
Well, there's a new study that has come out that says that that's not the truth.
You don't have to use hot water.
As long as the water is at least 40 degrees Fahrenheit, it will remove basically the same amount of bacteria from the hand as water at 130 degrees. Because in order to actually kill bacteria, yes, you do need hot water to kill bacteria, but you need water to be hotter than what the human hand can withstand.
Okay.
So you would essentially need to wash your hands in boiling water to kill the bacteria. And if you did that, you would have very severe burns on your hands.
I agree. I totally agree.
So what about washing the dishes? Is this the same? Does it transfer over in the same way?
Dishes can withstand water that's 212 degrees.
Yeah, but your hands washing them can't.
Well, no, I would recommend.
Most people use dishwashers nowadays to wash their dishes.
I recommend a dishwasher.
I have kids. That's who washes my dishes.
Oh. Well, we're, in all of these situations, we are using soap, too. And I'm thinking soap is doing a lot of the heavy lifting in the germ removal process, right?
And that's actually what this says, is that as long as your hands are washed, rinsed, and dried properly, then 40 degree Fahrenheit water does just as good as hot water. I've got the story. I'll read it next. It's from National Geographic. Stay tuned. And, of course, your calls welcome about whatever, whether it's schools, lies that your parents told you, or washing your hands with hot water. 855-450-FREE.
The following is an important free offer for smokers only. The makers of Victor, the world's most advanced e-cigarette, have just authorized the release of free starter kits to all smokers who call in the next 10 minutes. Valued at $99, these Victor starter kits are available for free, but only while supplies last. To guarantee your free kit, call in the next 10 minutes, 1-800-564-6941. The revolutionary Victor design creates only water vapor. There is no foul-smelling smoke and no unhealthy tar. This allows individuals to enjoy the nicotine they love without restriction, no matter where they are. The financial advantages over cigarettes are considerable as well. It is estimated that the average smoker can save hundreds of dollars a month with Victor. Again, free Victor starter kits are now available to any smoker who calls in the next 10 minutes. This is a radio-only offer not available in stores, so call now for your free kit. 1-800-564-6941. 1-800-564-6941. 1-800-564-6941.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Question: could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer: yes.
If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. Mark and Ian are on their way back from Texas. They were at the Texas Bitcoin Conference for the last couple of nights. In studio tonight, it's Daryl.
And Cronin.
And Brett.
And we're talking about washing your hands. Not because it's good manners, but apparently a new study came out from National Geographic. And according to these researchers, and I'll get into the article here in a second, according to the researchers, it doesn't really matter if you use hot water or not. Your hands will still get equally as clean and kill just as many germs. So the article says it's cold and flu season when many people are concerned about avoiding germs. But forget what you think you know about hand washing, according to researchers at Vanderbilt University. Chances are good that how you clean up is not helping you stay healthy. It's helping to make the planet sick. Amanda Carrico, a research assistant professor at the Vanderbilt Institute for Energy and Environment in Tennessee, told National Geographic that hand washing is often a case where people act in ways that they think are in their best interest, but they in fact have inaccurate beliefs or outdated perceptions. Adding, it's certainly true that heat kills bacteria, but if you were going to use hot water to kill them, it would have to be way too hot for you to tolerate. She explained that boiling water at 212 degrees Fahrenheit is sometimes used to kill germs, for example, to disinfect drinking water that might be contaminated with pathogens, but hot water for hand washing is generally in the 104 to 131 degree Fahrenheit range. At the high end of that range, heat could kill some pathogens, but the sustained contact that would be required would scald the skin. She said that after a review of scientific literature, her team found that no evidence that using hot water that a person could stand would have any benefit in killing bacteria. Even water as cold as 40 degrees Fahrenheit appeared to reduce bacteria as well as hot water if the hands were scrubbed, rinsed, and dried properly. Now, Conan, you were reading this article, and you told me that you think that it's a bunch of bumpkus.
Well, I don't think it's complete bumpkus, but I do believe that, the reason I brought up the whole dishwater thing is because there is a lot of truth to the fact that you don't want to wash dishes in cold water. The grease, or the hot water, helps alleviate the grease and remove the soap and the hot water work together to get the grease off the dishes. Right. Which gets what? That's what the germs are clinging to.
They're not saying don't ever use hot water. The article doesn't say you should never, ever, ever use hot water.
Trust me.
Hot water is the thing that will kill the planet. That's not what is being said.
Trust me. Some lawmaker is reading this right now, and he's like, oh, my God. You know, we've got to make a law that says that, you know, families can only use so much hot water during the evening. And guess what? It's going to happen.
Yeah, there'll be a rider in the new light bulb bill.
Mm-hmm. If this is the thing that gets them to finally pass it, they've been wanting to control people's energy uses for decades.
Hey, for all we know, this researcher is in someone's pocket already. She probably has motives.
Absolutely. See, now we're getting into what's really going on here.
I mean, National Geographic? I mean, come on now.
I want to hold on. Okay. Vanderbilt University is a privately funded institution.
Okay.
So, you know, this was not a government-funded study. Or if it was, then, you know, it somehow came
I thought
in
all
a manner.
All schools in some way or another are government-funded.
Okay.
Even the private ones.
If you want to go through and say that because some kid got a Pell Grant and then that kid went to college, then, okay, in that manner. But then, at the same time, you work for a government-funded contractor because the company you work for gets benefits from the government.
That's why it's harder and harder every year to get away from this.
So you're a government employee, is what you're saying, based on taking it all the way. And, well, this one guy got a paycheck one time from somebody that worked for somebody that worked for somebody that worked for the government.
No, I think that's a stretch to say that, but I think we follow things up the line and see where they go. So even the word privately funded, to me, that's very nebulous. That's very vague because it doesn't mean that everything's on the up and up just because something is privately funded. On my show, School Socks, we talk a lot about tax-free foundations. So these groups of think tanks that get together and fund studies to come up with findings that are favorable. This was back in the day of like Carnegie and Rockefeller. The Rockefeller Education Board is a great example. Totally private, you know, air quotes around private, because what does that really mean? But yeah, are we taking this a little far, being this suspicious of Vanderbilt and National Geographic? Maybe. But I think there is a point here to say, like, where is this going to go? There has been, and I think we're half kidding, but there's a serious point to be made here, that there have been these incredibly intrusive legislative efforts to control what people are doing in their own homes. And, you know, there's other shows, maybe they've talked about it a little bit on Free Talk Live in the past, about the smart grid and these smart appliances and light bulb laws and toilet laws. And it's like, well, this would totally make sense.
I want my toilet with the 5-gallon tank again. I miss those toilets.
That seems like a lot.
You can hide a lot of drugs in the back of one of those commodes.
Now you're not allowed to have one with more like, than I think 3.5.
5-gallon.
You used to be able to buy toilets that had a 5-gallon tank.
I haven't bought a toilet ever. I've always had a large toilet in whatever house I've lived in.
Well, I see the 5, that sounds a lot to me.
Yeah, it does.
But you're right. Toilets have been trending towards smaller. I mean, back when we were kids, you know, a lot of our younger listeners won't remember it, but our toilets were the size of those dunking booths. You know, and then we had to get off them and throw a ball at a target to flush them. That had to be like 40 gallons of water.
So the article continues. It says, in fact, the study noted that hot water can actually have adverse effects on hygiene. Hmm. Warmer water can irritate the skin and affect the protective layer on the outside, which can cause it to be less resistant to bacteria. Using hot water to wash hands is therefore unnecessary as well as wasteful, particularly when it comes to their environment. According to the research, people use warm or hot water 64% of the time when they wash their hands. Using that number, Carrico's team calculated a significant impact on the planet.
And by the way, washing your clothes in hot water will deteriorate the color over time. This whole thing is a hit piece. These guys have motive. These people, they're on the warpath regulating hot water in the homes. I know it.
What do you wash your clothes in?
Hot water.
Well, I do warm.
I do
warm.
I do hot. Well, I don't have that option. I do hot cold. Okay. Cold rinse.
Okay. Yeah.
And but my daughter always goes down there, and she washes hers in the cold, and she is always flipping the switch. So sometimes I do wash cold because I forget to turn the switch back.
So what do you think? Hot water, cold water, warm water?
Purell.
Does it really matter? Purell. Call in. 855-450-FREE.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
Did you know that organic sulfur can cleanse and defend your body against the poisons we're exposed to each day? Organic sulfur crystals from sulfurdefense.com help by forcing oxygen and nutrition into your cells while eliminating heavy metals, contaminants, and damaging radiation. Defend yourself and family from toxic assault with one of the most critical and essential minerals available today. Order online at sulfurdefense.com. That's sulfurdefense.com or call 800-593-6273.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
It's time to get your green on with the great green sale from Freeze Dry Guy. Now through St. Patrick's Day, March 17th, cases of delicious freeze-dried vegetables, green beans, and green peas are now on sale at veteran-owned freezedryguy.com. You don't need to be Irish to feel like you have pots of gold with a healthy supply of these delicious, nutritious green vegetables. They're perfect for your emergency preparedness needs or outdoor activities from camping to RV travel. Green beans and green peas, easy to prepare, easy to enjoy, and now easier than ever to buy. How about some green backs in your wallet or purse just for ordering? Act now, and Freeze Dry Guy will give you $25 in survival bucks for every case you purchase by St. Paddy's Day. So get your green on now, veggie lovers. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. Call in your thoughts about anything, whether it's using hot water, warm water, cold water, disinfecting your hands with Purell, using peroxide,
bleach,
iodine, bleach, chlorine, washing your eyes out with whatever it is, or anything else that you can think of, your calls are welcome. We also have Skype. Skype username is lrn.fm. We do ask that you send a friend request or contact request, I guess is the proper term. That way we can accept that, and then you can send the message saying what it is that you want to talk about before we just take the call. And if you want, you can watch the show as well as listen. There's a cam and chat room built directly into the page at cam.freetalklive.com. You can see Brett's lovely face on the close-up cam, or you can see the entire studio on the other. It alternates back and forth. And did I mention there's a chat room built directly into the page? You can interact with other listeners and talk about whatever it is we're talking about on the show or whatever else happens in the chat room.
Yeah, something completely different.
The chat room is like Las Vegas. What happens there stays there. And it's all provided free at cam.freetalklive.com. So, Conan, you are very skeptical about this study saying that using hot water has no real benefit for killing germs.
All I see are clockwork elves. They're just jumping around on the table in front of me. They're like, hey, there's something suspicious going on. I see explosions. And they're bringing it all down. They're bringing me down too. The level of reality that, only Alex Jones would understand.
So the lady behind the study, Amanda Carrico, said that although the choice of water temperature during a single hand wash may appear trivial, when multiplied by the nearly 800 billion hand washes performed by Americans each year, this practice results in more than 6 million metric tons of carbon dioxide equivalent emissions annually. That's roughly equal to the emissions of 2 coal-fired power plants or 1,250,000 passenger vehicles over the course of a year. It's higher than the greenhouse gas emissions of small countries like El Salvador or Armenia, and is about equivalent to the emissions in Barbados. If all U.S. citizens washed their hands in cooler water, it would be like eliminating the energy-related carbon emissions of 299,700 U.S. homes, or the total annual emissions from the U.S. zinc or lead industries. So, Conan, I'm starting to come around to your way of thinking, because unless there was some kind of agenda, why include these numbers?
This was like a big cause celeb a couple of years ago, too. Wasn't like Sheryl Crow?
Toilet paper.
Bragging about how
you should only use one square.
Yep, this is the new one square of toilet paper craze, mm-hmm. Now, cold water does have some valuable health properties if you're careful with it. And some of the health experts that I read even talk about occasionally bathing in ice water.
Yeah.
And it actually it's good for burning fat, and it can strengthen your immune system. I wouldn't want to take a shower in ice cubes every day, obviously, but occasionally there are some helpful and healing and preventative strengthening properties of very, very, very cold water. Those people who go and jump in the frozen, the polar bears, right?
Mm-hmm.
They're not nuts. They don't die.
And sumo wrestlers, I'm told, will bathe in the cold, cold waters before a fight because it strengthens them. It toughens up their...
It does close the pores, so it would make the skin more resilient. Hot water opens the pores.
Steam, right, yeah.
So on the one hand, I could see using really hot water as being a negative because since it does open the pores, for a brief moment, it does sort of make you more vulnerable to bacteria.
Yeah, but that's a good steam bath is really good. It opens those pores and you sweat, so it actually even forces out some old nasty greasy dirt.
Yeah.
And so a steam bath is a good thing, and that's really hot.
Yeah, this conversation makes me wonder why Comedy Central doesn't have a show where people who have no ideas about science or no background in science just get to, sit at a table and argue about science.
There are internet shows out there, and that's exactly what they're usually called Table Talk or something.
I would not be surprised if the Science Channel has something similar, because after all, the History Channel has the guys that sit around and talk about how the aliens built everything.
Well, you say that like it's a completely ridiculous theory.
I think it's a fun theory.
It's a fun.
There's also the show about Bigfoot, to where they have the people that know everything there is to know about Bigfoot.
Yeah, but that's just silly.
Here's what I'll say. But as a former teacher, yeah, both of them. I'll put both of them not in the same category. I think Bigfoot is a little bit beyond the extraterrestrials, just because of what has been gathered as far as the knowledge of biology and evolution. That maybe Bigfoot, this whole other species of mammal that might be connected to us or not, that seems a little bit more far-fetched to me. But these types of subjects have a utility. I was actually talking recently with someone about this. They inspire curiosity, and they can actually motivate us to want to learn things. How many people were brought to the ideas of liberty through 9/11 truth? A lot of people.
Good,
right?
Many.
Yeah, yeah. Now, that's a sexy kind of story, isn't it? Right? There's intrigue, and you don't know, and a twist ending, and people behind the scenes, behind the curtains pulling strings. It's something that gets people, gets their curiosity going, and it might provide momentum for them to actually want to learn things eventually that are valuable. And I used to teach this kid. He was a homeschooler, and he was absolutely obsessed with ancient aliens. And we had to make maps where we plotted, using GPS coordinates, all of the alien and UFO sightings in the world since 1947, since Roswell.
Hold on. Did the aliens have GPS when they were building the pyramids?
That's an interesting question, because the pyramids are in a very interesting location on the Earth. I think at 32 or 33 longitude and latitude, something like that. And there was some significance to that, but I have to admit to the audience, I'm a little rusty.
All right, hold on. So I realize that, I'm totally derailing the conversation here.
Okay.
But who was it that determined where the zero latitude, zero longitude location would be?
I think
obviously the equator is the middle. You can't deny that the equator is the middle between the North Pole and the South Pole.
Mm-hmm.
But the zero, the latitude is the lines that, which one, the prime meridian? Is
latitude, like a ladder, goes up, longitude, long, like the horizon.
No, latitude goes across, latitude is fat.
Oh, right. Latitude, because latitude, they're all the same length.
Yeah.
They're all equally long.
Yeah. I think we have hatched a great idea for a science show here for Comedy Central. But go ahead.
So the 0 degree longitude, mm-hmm. Who decided where that would be?
I don't know. I'm guessing someone in Greenwich, England, but that's just a guess.
Right, but why did Greenwich get to win the 0 degree longitude?
I don't know, but I would encourage people to call in and educate us on the subject, because I'm pretty interested, actually.
Yeah, because, for all we know, zero should actually run right through the middle of the pyramid.
Now, for all we know, the Earth is hollow and we live inside.
That's right. Elusive.
That's possible. Call in your thoughts, 855-450.
I want to share something important that will not only improve your life, but the lives of many others as well. And all you need to do is drink coffee. I'm not talking about harmful store-bought or chain coffee. No, this is truly the best of the best coffee. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer BuzzBox. With every purchase, 10% goes towards our efforts to give the gift of human freedom by providing at least 100 microfinance loans via World Vision. So literally, just one cup at a time, you're having an impact and helping make a difference in the world. And one sip will have you buzzing to family and friends. To prove just how good it is, we're giving a free pound of coffee to everyone in the audience. All you do is cover shipping. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com. BuzzBox coffee is organic, so it contains no pesticides or toxins. It's shade grown, so less acidity and no heartburn. It's top 1% Arabica grade and gives people the opportunity to own their own coffee farms. Join us in making a huge impact at coffee.freetalklive.com.
Hey everyone, have you heard about the No-No Hair Removal device that's sweeping the globe? If you want to go weeks without shaving and get smooth, professional, quality results, here's our favorite host, Cheryl, for No-No Hair Removal.
Thanks. Hey gals, I love talking about my No-No. It's this cute little hair removal system that you can take with you and use almost anywhere at home or on the road. No more expensive in-office treatments, painful waxing, and no more wasting your valuable time. Got unwanted facial hair? No-No has patented Thermacon technology that works on all hair and skin colors, so it's perfect for using on all body parts. And now you can take advantage of this incredible risk-free trial. Get the No-No, the facial kit, a travel case, and a $100 discount shopping card, and you don't risk a penny to try it. Try the incredible No-No hair completely risk-free. Call 1-800-953-6062. That's 800-953-6062. 800-953-6062.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in. Talk about whatever you want. Washing your hands in hot water, cold water, not using water. I'm not really sure how that would work, but I guess somebody somewhere has probably washed their hands with snow and dirt before. But apparently, as long as it's at least 40 degrees, then it takes away some germs. But we're going to be changing topics here, but You can call in, talk about whatever you want. 855-450-FREE. That is the Pro XPN call-in line. And, you know, we're all here. Brett, you're kind of a Free State Project participant, but I'm not really sure if you actually are. Like, you moved, you're from here, you moved away, then you came back. But definitely the reason that we're all in this studio together is because of the Free State Project.
Absolutely, yeah.
And coming up in June 22nd to the 29th, is the Porcupine Freedom Festival, lovingly called Porkfest. I'm going to be there. Brett, are you going?
I will most likely not be there this year, actually.
I might be there that weekend.
So you can join us and about 1,000 of your closest liberty-loving friends at Porkfest. Go to porkfest.com. That's porkfest.com. Get your tickets. They just went up in price. The early bird registration ended last week. Tickets, I believe, are now $60. Or you can get a sponsorship package for just a little bit more and get unlimited booze in the VIP tent. That's always a good investment.
Well, in Porkfest, whether people like booze or not, Porkfest is always a fantastic time. If people have never been before, it is definitely a great way to come and check out this state. As somebody who is pretty much a native, I moved here in 1980 as just a little boy. Came with my parents, if anyone was worried. Came with my parents in 1980 and, lived here, went to high school here, skied here, went to the beach here, went to the other attractions nearby here, like Boston, Massachusetts. There's a lot to do there. So New Hampshire is a small state with a lot to do for a lot of different interests. But the Porkfest, where it is in Lancaster, is like a perfect time to see New Hampshire, some of its most beautiful scenery at the nicest time of year.
And this year, Porkfest is sort of changing direction from how they have gone in the last few years, where it's more do-it-yourself, learn how to be sustainable sorts of speeches and panels instead of come listen to people talk about philosophy.
Yeah.
So it's definitely going to be a more engaging Porkfest than years past. And also the Big Gay Dance Party, which is always a big attraction, is now a nighttime event instead of being in the middle of the afternoon. So you can come wear your tutu and rainbow suspenders, as Ian will be doing, at Porkfest. That's P-O-R-C-F-E-S-T, pork as in porcupine.
Last year, I dressed like Link from The Legend of Zelda for that party.
You know, someone just got stabbed almost mortally by a Link sword.
That happened too.
Do you have one of those as well?
Different stories, Conan. Related only by the the Link is the only connection. I did see that. No, my sword was actually wooden, so I was still, I guess, my costume takes place in the early stages of the game.
Want to know anything about your sword.
Okay.
Or your wood.
Okay.
But I've got a fairly unique and odd story about someone who was denied citizenship to the United States because she is opposed to war and not for religious reasons. So, therefore, the Immigration Department denied her application.
Now, so they would overlook an opposition to war or U.S. foreign policy if it was on religious grounds, even though
there's freedom of religion.
Okay, yeah. But there isn't freedom of thought, I guess.
Not at the federal level.
Right, exactly.
So the article here from Raw Story says a California woman applying for U.S. citizenship had her application denied because immigration officials refused to recognize her secular beliefs. Adriana Ramirez claims that she objects to the pledge to bear arms due to her sincerely held moral convictions, but her conscientious objector status was rejected because it was not based on a religious belief. Attorneys for the American Humanist Association said immigration officials violated constitutional protections in denying the application. Monica Miller, an attorney for the Humanist Association, said, given the Supreme Court's unequivocal instructions that to be consistent with the Constitution, the government must interpret a statute permitting conscientious objection on the basis of religious belief to include comparable secular moral views. Denying Ms. Ramirez citizenship on the grounds that her secular moral beliefs are not religious is unconstitutional. Miller said there is no legal basis to deny citizenship because the ethical views are secular. Miller added the letter, meaning the letter written, I guess, to the Immigration Department. Mm-hmm. The letter is meant to clarify the mistake being made by officials at the Citizenship and Immigration Services San Diego office so that the application process can move forward. Applicants are allowed during the citizenship process to express their moral, ethical, or religious objection to warfare, which makes the pledge to bear arms an optional part of the oath of loyalty taken by those whose citizenship applications are approved. The Humanist Association helped a Texas woman get her citizenship application approved in June under similar circumstances.
I wasn't even aware of that, that was one of the bullets on the, you know, the application was, you know, if you become a citizen, you might just go to war for us.
Oh, yeah. And it's certainly not a new thing. There's a long historical precedent of not just immigrants, but people who were being oppressed, mm-hmm. going and fighting in wars for the United States government. They don't tell them. They say it's more like for the country and the people. They have ways of getting people to do things. But, yeah, that's gone on for a while. And, you know, it's interesting. It's a little bit of a different story, but there was in the early black civil rights movements in the 19-teens, there was a real conflict, very contentious between W.E.B. Du Bois, who most people have heard of, was an early black American leader, and another guy who would have described himself as a separatist named Marcus Garvey. And Marcus Garvey was famous for this Back to Africa movement, where he actually founded a line of ships called the Black Star Line that was, he wanted to, in the 19-teens, he came from Jamaica to America, observed what was going on, said, let's get out of here. This place is crazy for us to be here. And he wanted to slowly transport all the African Americans back to a place none of them had ever been, Africa.
You know who else wanted to do that?
Abe
Lincoln.
Yep, that's true. Mm-hmm. But the reason why it connects to this story is W.E.B. Du Bois said, no, you know, even though this country is not perfect for us, we have to put our rights. I mean, this was so sad when I first read about this. It's really tragic that, I mean, here's a smart guy who probably had a lot of good things to say, but, you know, like another leader who came along later, like Martin Luther King, was quite flawed in what he was asking people to do, the sacrifices he was asking people to make. He said, no, we should be fighting in this war, because if the United States loses this war, things might be bad for us now, but if the U.S. loses to Germany, another country that had the same philosophy, same education system, not even a very much different form of government, objectively speaking, if we lose this war to these, you know, other powers, things will be even worse. So it's like, sacrifice your rights, sacrifice your identity, and, you know, forget about race and your needs, and put your country's needs first.
Otherwise,
kind of
we'll
gross.
Be speaking German in 50 years.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, there's more on this case out of California. I've actually got the letter from the Humanist Association to immigration. We'll read that in hour number two. And, of course, your calls welcome. 855-450-FREE.
We already have the lowest prices on flooring, but now you can save even more on every floor in our new catalog at Lumber Liquidator Spring Flooring Sale. Get the look of hardwood for 49 cents a square foot. Beautiful bamboo for just $139. Plus, get $100 to $500 off over 130 varieties of hardwood, over 50 varieties of laminate, and more. Minimum purchase applies. See store for details. We have over 350 incredibly low-priced floors, and now you can save even more. Hurry, sale's going on now. Visit LumberLiquidator.com or your local store today.
Quantum Vibe, it's year 2523. There are colonies on Venus, Mars, and Mercury. People travel in bubbles, fly at hyperspeed, with brain implants and artificial gravity. A scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. QuantumVibe.com from Big Head Press.
You have all seen and heard about the elements of the periodic table. These elements are the building blocks of everything in the universe. You, my friends, are made from these elements. A shortage of any of these important trace elements can lead to disease. Go with the science and take the Lady Talk Health Challenge and get all 90 essential trace elements with a healthy start pack at LadyTalkLive.com or call 855-333-LADY. That's 855-333-5239.
Research shows it's not just what you put in your body that counts, it's what you put on it as well. Why not use an all-natural, healthy mineral-based makeup that actually benefits your skin? Once you experience the airiness and flawless coverage of Youngevity Mineral Makeup, you will never use anything else. With Youngevity, the perception of your complexion will be natural perfection. Animal-friendly mineral makeup at Mary Lou Health. That's MariLuHealth.com. Or call 855-321-HEALTH.